I love the sound of a curtain. That's me. That's just me.
I love the sound of a bead curtain. I'll tell you that much. Mm-hmm. That is a very sensory sound for me.
Well, that's what you think until you get one, until that's just what your daily life when you have to walk into the kitchen.
Yeah, and then you just hear fucking ghosts walking through it all night. Clickety clackety. I hear them out there trying to steal my rhubarb crumble I made. Also, I just said that it's a very sensory sound. Sense for me sound is a sensory sense. That's
that makes sense.
I'm an idiot. Thank
and
you.
You're saying that edibles don't work on you anymore, huh?
Yeah,
you know how your brain forgot what senses are.
I'm maybe. At the point, Sam, I have so many more senses, you don't even know, man. I can sense Fritos from two blocks away now. yeah, I'm at the point with weed consumption where I have to get once a day around 1 p.m. somebody shoots me in the neck with a big rhino dart full of THC. It has to be a surprise. It's Colorado. They're doing those dabs out here, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. Speaking of,
sorry guys, that was my alarm to let me know that I have chicken fingers in the oven. I forgot.
Yeah.
I gotta go run and get these chicken fingers out.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. This is the highest start to an episode that's ever happened. Brody has a phone alarm for chicken fingers after showing us a small country's worth of edibles.
It was truly he has come into possession of it feels like a YouTube challenge amount of edibles. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah. Like it feels like when a teenager was supposed to chug a gallon of milk, but the weed version.
That.
And then he barfs.
God, they got so sick.
They got so sick. Cinnamon? Not good.
I tried to do the cinnamon.
It went poorly?
Yeah, it was awful. I had a cinnamon mouth. It's wood. It's not, there's no sugar in there. It's you put a bunch of sawdust in your mouth.
Alexis showed me the funniest TikTok I've ever seen today, which I don't know. Maybe I'll put it on Instagram because we're talking about it on the podcast.
Sure,
but
okay.
It's a kid tries to chug a LaCroix without burping. He barely gets through half the LaCroix. He starts burping uncontrollably and then knocks himself out on his garage door.
No,
it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. And when we post the episode, I will also post that TikTok because it's the hardest I've ever laughed at my phone.
Guys, it's Danny here editing the episode. It's a really funny TikTok. You gotta look it up. Oh, that's all I gotta say. Thank you.
He's
okay,
back.
I'm back. Sorry about that unprofessionalism.
No way. I dare say that is the only good reason to have to step away from a podcast.
Man, that's an honest podcast beginning.
Exactly.
I did a podcast right before this and I thought I would have enough time to eat lunch and then I put my oven on and then I started playing video games and I forgot. So then
I know it. I know this song. I know this dance.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you what are you playing?
I'm playing are you familiar with the Yakuza series? It's by Sega.
Oh yeah.
I'm playing Judgment, which is the kind of like the I don't know. Spinoff is the wrong term.
Okay,
but it's kind of like that
sister game, perhaps.
Yeah, and they just announced the sequel literally today, and I was just I haven't finished this game, so I just popped it in. But
sequel time. Nice. I got. I have a bunch of pals who stream Yakuza and swear by it, and what I've seen, it's fucking hilarious and not at all what I expected.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah, I need to get into that shit. Anyway, despite what we've been talking about, we're not fighting chicken nuggets or Yakuza members. Also, I should probably introduce the podcast. Jeez, ladies and gentlemen,
highest start of all time.
Unbelievable. We're loosey goosey here, you know?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights and the very real island where they take place. My name is Jordan Dahl.
I'm Sam Wiles.
And joining us today, the very hilarious two sword owner, Brody Reed.
Thank you so much for getting my credits right.
Famously owns two swords.
Yeah, two at the moment. They're not very big swords, but they are my family blades. I did inherit them.
Were those the I saw a picture on your Instagram of you with two swords.
Yeah. That's them.
I, They're very cool swords. And now that I know that about them, they're even cooler.
Yeah, absolutely. They come with a helmet as well, too.
Holy fuck.
Never worn the helmet. Probably couldn't fit my head, but
is the helmet made of swords? I don't know what the helmet would be. I'll admit, what's the
no,
helmet?
No, Sam. it's like a samurai. It's like a gilded samurai helmet with like antlers on it, with like
hell yeah,
holy shit! On it. Did you play fucking
Tsushima?
Yes, it's incredible.
I beat that game, and it's a long game, and I beat it's probably
so
3 days after it
Everybody that I've talked, you're the first person who's told me that. Everybody that I've talked to so far has gotten halfway through it, seen how much is left, and go. Holy fuck. And then come back months later and finished it and been like, oh, it's an incredible game. And it is.
It starts and it's just like, yeah, you're on a huge island and there's just like a bunch of icons and shit for you to do.
Yeah.
And then if you're like me, you literally do all of them before moving on with the story content.
Sure.
And then it opens up like two more thirds of the island. You're like, oh, Jesus. Yeah, I was on a tiny part.
Yeah, exactly. You think it's one of those games where it starts and you think like this is it, and you're like, okay, that's a good game's worth of content.
Yes.
And then it's like, holy fuck.
I love that shit.
I didn't know.
There can never be enough of a game. And I honestly, I love like a super long podcast and a super long video game. It's like, I'm not gonna run out. This is the point of this activity is to kill time.
You gotta get into EverQuest, man. Play EverQuest old school.
Boy.
It'll be 1992 all over again.
Yeah. Learn how
I don't
want to
go back.
For everything with anonymous teens.
There are weird I've been finding weird Discords with like games that fucking they don't even have the servers open for anymore, but like kids on the internet are like, we still want to play Shadows of Luslin from fucking 2000 or whatever. It's very wild. But now we're at the point where I say, regardless of all of that, we're not fighting any of those things. Well, we are sort of. We're fighting famous swords persons from history, from pop culture, from, just around the world. Brody, if you know other swords persons.
Just dudes who live down the street.
From Sword Facebook. Yeah.
I'm on the sword Discord. It's mostly guys in middle school. We can fight them. Those are kind of lightweights of sword ownership.
The way this goes down, for any Brody heads just joining us, this is kind of
they're called
game.
Brood Warriors, but yeah.
Any Brood Warriors just joining us? That's incredible. Well done. Holy moly. My nephew's name is Broden, and he is now the Brood Warrior. Great work.
All right.
Okay. Who would win in a fight between? We decide who's in the fights. We decide who wins the fights via votes at the end of the discussions. We discuss strengths and weaknesses for the combatants. Mm-hmm. We do a lightweight, a middleweight, and a heavyweight combatant. Rounds. It's video game rules, so old people can fight gay people, men can fight women, dogs can fight babies, whatever needs to happen so that the island gets the justice that it so craves. And we start out with lightweight. So when you think of lightweight swords persons, swords, and honestly it can be anyone associated with the sword. I'm swinging wide here because I'm gonna put my first one out there and say the guy who works at the sword counter at the mall, I think, is a pretty lightweight, you know, and it could be a woman too, but you see them, you see their form, like headband, you know.
Which mall?
Sleeves. Oh, Colorado Mills for me.
Yeah, okay.
Sleeves, said goodbye to those sleeves years ago. Forget about them. They're selling weird scorpion chains and shit. They're bringing those fucking Bud K style weapons to the fucking fight. They've got like bongs for some reason, like lewd bongs. You know what I mean? Yeah. Where it's like, you want me to
that's
smoke
dirty
out
for
ladies?
A bong.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay.
Like glass boobs on the bong. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Boobs, if you're lucky, I think. You know, he's got stuff in the back that you got to be 18 to see.
Ass bong.
They all chanted. So I'm going to throw out the swords the mall swordsman, the mall weaponsmith.
I was thinking more particular, like specific pop culture ones.
By all means.
And this is not a, in terms of sword use, it's kind of built around a sword, but not very relevant, the Highlander.
Okay, okay. Now, the Highlander, as a lightweight, I think you're going to get some pushback there. I think the Highlander is, at the very least, a medium weight.
You think? I just, when was the last time you thought about the Highlander? I haven't watched the USA Network since 1995.
Fair.
Yeah, if we're talking about brand consciousness, you're,
yeah,
you're right about lightweight.
Yeah. If we were playing this game in the 80s, it would be heavyweight with a bullet.
Maybe I'm a little too deep into Highlander. Maybe I'm like, the Highlander's huge. Reveal my back tattoo. Remember the Kurgan from the Highlander? The bad guy?
No. Was that Clancy Brown's character?
Yes, Clancy Brown. Okay. Holy fuck, what a pull, dude. I had no idea. He's a scary looking guy. He's like...
He's frightening. He's like a perfect villain.
A perfect... Yeah, he's like one of those monstrous dudes, like fucking Ron Perlman or something, who it's like... It's like, I'm sure... Yeah. I saw Ron Perlman one time, by the way, in Los Angeles. One of the only celebrities I've ever seen.
Is he tall?
He's enormous. He's exactly as big as I wanted him to be. Okay. He was coming out of Gold's Gym, and I followed him on Twitter. His Twitter presence is wonderful. I fully support Ron Perlman, but he is a monster.
Hey, Donald Trump, fuck you. Yeah.
He did say something. So Ted Cruz was like, I wish somebody would try to fight Mr. Trump or whatever, and fucking... And Ron Perlman dragged him online. He was like, I will fucking eat you alive, man. I will eat your bones. Do you understand? Ted.
Defend your wife. Defend her honor.
Exactly. Which is some swordsman shit to say. See how I brought it back?
That's perfect podcasting.
Okay, I like it. I like the Highlander. The mall weaponsmith, I think, is as light as they come. Is there
a category of guy that goes with mall weaponsmith?
Absolutely.
Like another sword type of fella that isn't a specific person, but is an archetype, like
the big neck beardy, pork pie hat kind of.
Yeah. There's a whole aesthetic of guy on YouTube.
Absolutely.
And you I want to suggest look this up, but it's almost disturbing where...
Yeah, it's a bummer.
It's just dudes, older, stockier, like mid-40s white guys.
Yeah.
Who wear like glasses and they wear khakis. And then they all definitely like own guns, but you can tell they're way more into swords.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just like chop up anything. Like whether it's like big watermelons or something, or whether it's... Yeah. One of these things that they have is like they have this like fake torso thing, but it'll like
like a Forge and Fire.
Forge and Fire is a breeding ground for this type of guy.
And there's just like compilations on YouTube where they're just like chopping into like these like thing, these torso things, and just going like, yeah, that's a clean kill. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a very
YouTube sword guy versus sword seller, I think, so can be a lightweight.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying. You want somebody to versus the the mall swordsmith versus who is the counterpart? Who could possibly face?
I feel like
the mall ninja, if you will. That's the subreddit that I follow. That's all of these dudes. Who are like, when you were kissing girls, I studied the blade, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Like, I feel like there's like subgenres of dudes who are like, there's the guys who are into like swords as a real weapon that they wish they could like legally use and are like advocating for.
Yeah.
And then there's just like the dudes who are like into like Lord of the Rings and like love to like forge swords and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure that they intertwine, but I don't think they're the same guy.
I don't think they're the same guy. I agree with you. I think this is tricky because I think the mall ninja is their own categorization. This person works at the sword store in the mall, They have access to exotic, flimsy weaponry, but by God, do they have a lot of it. And I'm okay with them versus the Highlander. Are you thinking Christopher Lambert?
Yeah.
Christophe Lambert.
Who is the TV one? Because I've seen the movie. I don't think I've ever seen more than two seconds of that. Yeah. He's a bit of a ponytail guy.
He's a bit of, what about Leonardo from the Ninja Turtles?
I also thought we could do a cartoon round, like Finn from Adventure Time versus Leonardo.
Okay. I like this.
I need to, I'm going to look at, I need to know who played in the Highlander franchise, who was the fellow on TV.
I can tell you that the movie was Christopher Lambert, who later went on to play Raiden, famously.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go for my low tier, I'm going to go with Blade.
Okay.
And I know people are just like, Blade, low tier, he's at least mid, but I'm like, okay, but have you seen Blade actually sword fight anyone else?
Here's the thing.
He's just chopping up other vampires.
Huh.
Blade isn't exact. I would put him mid, but I would say Blade isn't exactly known for being a swordsman. So I would agree with you. He's known for killing vampires. He's also now the sheriff of like Vampire Sylvania in the Marvel universe.
Interesting.
Which is crazy.
Hmm. I mean, what if I'm not surprised he became a cop.
Yeah. He is like, what if we all twisted about it? It's fucking
what if we have a lightweight? It's Highlander versus Blade, and it's guys who you think of as higher but are lower because of their dynamic where
I love it. Okay, locking it in. All right. So the question before us in this lightweight round of swordspersons, who would win in a fight between the Highlander and Blade? This is a good one. This is a classic road trip conversation fight, because there's a lot going on here. But Blade is an incredible combatant. He is the Daywalker. He has all of their strengths and none of their weaknesses. But at the same time, he's a very specialized fighter, isn't he?
Yeah, right.
And he's here to kill
vampires. This very much feels like we're all freshmen in 1999.
Isn't that your podcast?
Yeah,
welcome to the podcast, Sam.
We're just talking into a Talkboy tape recorder. It's not for anyone. It's just for us.
We're gonna play it backwards after. It's gonna sound really cool. I'm gonna give the advantage.
Sound like grown-ups.
Yeah, exactly.
Order a pizza.
I think I'm gonna give the advantage to Blade only because he is used to fighting, things that are like more powerful than
monsters, more human.
The Highlander, like, canonically fights things that are exactly as powerful as him, right?
I think I'm with you. I think my gut says Blade, because Blade is a merciless killing machine. You know? He is trained to do nothing but kill, whereas, like, the Highlander, he's lived for 10,000 years or whatever, and he's an excellent swordsman. He's had that much time, but it's not like all he does is sword fight. It's not like all he does is in the phrase not fighting superhuman vampires.
Does the Highlander do? I actually
Live
don't know
and
much
laugh
at all.
And love.
Yeah. he walks through the countryside a lot, like
okay, so the movie is about Christopher Lambert, a clearly French Canadian man, is an ancient Scottish Highlander. Everyone around him has a Scottish accent. He sounds like this. I am the Highlander. And he gets killed. And then he comes back to life, which I think is where the Highlander's edge is going to lie here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Highlander's whole thing. They can't be killed unless that you cut their head off.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's the detail I remember, is you have to be beheaded to die.
Yes.
Which, I guess in my head, if he's sword fighting Blade, he's going to be a little better at sword fighting Blade, and Blade can't maybe get a clean chop.
And Blade's going to be stabbing him with silver nitrate and smoke bombs and in the ribs, you know, and break his neck, but he just keeps coming back.
Really Wesley sniping it up.
He'll cut his head off.
The lighter, the blood rain, you know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
I feel like at some point he's going to cut his head off.
Yeah.
And honestly, there's also... we're thinking about this like, are they just dropped into a pit? You know, is it Blade? I knew I would face you again. And fucking then Blade's like, time to die, motherfucker, and comes after him. or is it they have time to like fucking calculate? Because if Blade knows that this dude is a Highlander,
right,
he's gonna fucking research Highlanders and he's gonna cut his head off in the first 7 seconds.
Yeah, he's gonna get his like older motorcycle bike friend to research Highlanders.
Exactly. Played by
I asked around at the Irish motorcycle club and they say there's a legend of or a Scottish, I don't know the difference.
They really like me down there.
It's funny to be like, hey, dirtbag guy, get on the internet. Look some stuff up for me.
And then he came back, Whistler.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
I think either way, whether they prepare or not, both of them like is incapable of like sneaking up on the other one because it'll just be like, I want a fair fight.
They can't stop talking. That is half of it, is they can't stop making declarations.
This is
and they're
maybe,
both just saying, let's quit talking and get maybe, to it.
Well, no, you quit talking and let's get to it.
Enough talk, Highlander.
I'd like to prove with my actions.
Talk with your blood.
2 hours later, they're still just
talk
variants
with your blood. I think that this is the longest circling each other talking. Mm-hmm. Scene that has ever graced Highland or Fight Island.
They
do this
find each other in a nightclub, by the way.
Of course they fucking do.
Yeah.
I would like to point out that
everybody makes a space for them to fight, but they're still dancing as the fight happens. Fuck.
Sean Connery's character, I forgot this, his name is Ramirez.
Yes, also the most Scottish guy in the movie is playing a Spanish guy.
That's ridiculous.
It's
what are we
funny.
Doing here?
It is a very funny movie. It's also a fucking great movie. The Kurgan is scary.
You've got to try these burritos.
Have you tried the paella? It's to die for. Okay, I gotta...
What?
I think it's Blade. I think I gotta go Blade. Blade is just the due to the fact that I mean Highlander does get in hella fights, and he is like juiced up with the spirit of 1,000 Highlanders at this
point.
Right,
but I guess we have to decide whether or not where we are in the Highlander journey. Because
I think
like,
it's like today. You know?
Okay. So like
they are plucked from the ether.
2021.
2021. Blade is just settling into his job as sheriff of the Draculaic Council or whatever. And fucking the Highlander is.
I mean, if we're doing late stage Highlander, we might go Highlander.
Residuals.
Who knows? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If you do finally old man Highlander, like it's finally killing him being the Highlander.
But he's
tired of this world.
That's the problem. Like after the first Highlander, the Kurgan was supposedly they were the last two. There can be only one, you know.
Yeah.
And he killed him, so now he's filled with he is technically 1,000 sword fighters, you know.
Yeah, but part of him has got to just be like, just fucking kill me. I got nothing to live.
That
for.
Is also true. The fucking death drive on this guy has to be through the roof.
It's like the MJ documentary or, the Chicago Bulls documentary. It's just like, I guess I'll just do baseball now. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. There were no more, there weren't cities to conquer. He's just done.
Alexander wept. Yeah. Okay.
All right. It sounds like you guys voted for Blade.
I think so.
If you guys voted for Blade, I could make it a clean sweep. I'm pretty.
You're thinking Blade.
Man, I'm thinking Blade just because, like, the Highlander, I guess, would have a lot of time to figure this out. And I guess there's a,
Even down to the setup, even down to, like, the setup montage.
It's also, like what's to figure out? These dudes fight, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just.
Eventually, somebody's going to cut someone's head off on accident.
Yeah.
And then
I guess Blade's super strong, and I guess that beats super old, right? not great.
It is Blade. It is Blade. Let's say it on
Blade.
Three.
One, two, three.
Blade.
It's Blade.
Blade wins. The lightweight fight. Ding, ding, ding. Blade right down to like the lead up montage is like, you know, the Highlander's like standing in front of a window, like watching the city, and like drinking a wine that's 700 years old. and the Highlander, and like fucking Blade is like, you know, injecting himself with weird shit to see if he can be more vampire but survive it, and like sharpening swords and shit, talking with fucking that motorcycle guy. They're on the web. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he can also do more stuff. He's just got more Blade accessories when you buy the action figure. Blade, he's got more things.
That's true. And he's
got stuff
also
to throw.
Yeah.
He's got quips to make.
Yeah, he's got he's got Arctic attack action.
Yeah.
Come on.
Highlander can't throw his knowledge at him.
he could spellbind him with a tale of times gone by. Okay. Ding, ding, ding. Blade takes it. Lightweight swordsman. Now, keep in mind, these are only lightweight swordsmen because those people are not known specifically for their swordsmanship. Blade has actually featured as a heavyweight in, what was it, the vampire fights? I can't remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so middleweight fights, middleweight swordspersons. I'm going to say right off the bat, somebody who came to mind last fight when we mentioned the show, Forged in Fire, Doug Mercida.
Is he part of the Forged
in
Fire?
You got to tell me who that is.
He's the guy from Forged in Fire who says, it will keel. Does nobody know him? Okay, you're fucking out, Doug.
I've seen the show.
I've also seen the show, but I don't think I ingested any of it.
Doug Mercida is like the weapons specialist. He's the guy who chops into the...
yeah, okay.
Like the fucking... all of the jelly bodies we were talking about. He's like an older Asian guy. He says, it will keel if you're sore. And keel means he has trademarked keel, which is K-E-A-L, and it means keep everyone alive, which is such a reach, Doug.
Okay, yeah. Huge reach.
But he's trademarked it, apparently. And
I have
it's
a trademark,
like,
too. It's called OSHA, which... which means keep your worker safe.
Okay, his Instagram rocks. I highly recommend it.
No. Doug Mercida is fucking great. He also
a lot
does
of sword
a weird,
memes.
He does a weird smile every time he does it. And he also
he looks like Kylo Ren.
He does look a little bit like Kylo Ren. He also is a master of many different weapons.
Okay.
He whenever like every Forged in Fire, they're like, hey Doug, tear up those jelly bodies with this ancient Turkish twirling ads. And he's like, okay, this is how you use that. Hey, Doug, use Bakugan on these guys. Use straight up fucking death hula hoops. I don't know. All everything, Doug.
I want to support this, but it is, I mean, we are at mid-tier. We did go past Blade and the Highlander.
I got to say, you guys don't know enough about him for me to launch this into into the middleweight tier. I knew it was hit. It was either all or nothing, and it was either going to be like a yeah or like a who. And I got the latter.
Yeah.
So Doug, I'm sorry, you're out. Doug shows up for the fight on Fight Island, and they're like, "Oh, we thought you were someone else." And he's run through with a blade, and they throw him back on the plane. It will keel. Okay, so middleweight swordsmen's.
I've got my heavyweight in my head, so this is a little more difficult. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe we could do a cartoon, and this is where Leonardo is sticking out to me.
Okay.
He's a sword owner.
Okay.
I like that.
My heavyweight, I think, is a cartoon, but I can definitely think of many other swords guys. Who's your cartoon?
I liked what you said. Sam, Leonardo versus Finn
from Adventure Time.
Adventure Time. That's very fun. That's very Finn to me. Trying to think of other famous cartoon sword bearers. What about maybe one of the most famous sword bearers of all time? Excalibur, King Arthur.
Yeah, I thought maybe that could have been a historical heavyweight, but that actually might be a more middleweight because I don't know enough about him.
I think that might be more of a middleweight.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like he'll get his ass killed.
By Leonardo?
I guess he did pull a sword out of a stone. So that's
he was
cool.
Ordained by God. I mean, it's not like it's not like we tell tales of his swording prowess or anything.
Right.
he just was around the sword.
Yeah, he pulled it out and he was I'm the king now. I guess later in like Arthurian legend and shit, he's like killing dragons and like slaying demons and serpents and shit.
Are you guys familiar? Do you guys like anime at all?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Do you guys know the show Berserk?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a character in that named Guts who just wields like a huge, like 10-foot sword. Basically, you know, the most anime thing
ever.
Holy
shit! Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh well, I mean,
just slicing through dudes.
I mean, the other most anime sword of all time in this category would be Cloud from Final Fantasy VII.
Doing Bravers and Buster Swords. Yeah, against the Buster Sword.
Uh-huh. Versus Leonardo, which is pretty good.
That's fun. I like it. I like know just enough about that. We could
what
do
is the... Yeah. There's a comic book called Berserk.
Yeah, it's the same thing, probably.
Am I thinking of...
Unless it...
There's another comic book about a dude...
Mm-hmm.
About a... This ancient king who gets murdered... And he's like this barbarian, gnarly, nasty, like warrior king. And he comes back in the body of a scarecrow and he has to find his old sword, Rumble.
Sounds cool.
Rumble's fucking rad. But I can't remember the name of the sword guy from it. And Sam is not responding to this. So I guess he doesn't know who the.
I just don't know, but that's fine. Sure. This Cloud versus Leonardo makes sense to me.
What about the Count of Monte Cristo?
The Count of Monte
Cristo. Did he
what have, about
what the about three Musketeers?
Musketeers.
Yeah.
I think is how you say it, actually.
What about Zorro from...
What about Zorro?
Zorro's great.
What about Zorro? And I think he's right here, too. I like Zorro.
Is it old-timey? Is it Zorro versus King Arthur?
See, I think King Arthur's going to get his ass whooped, though. I think...
It's uneven?
I think Brody is right. I think
at the same time, Zorro, he's got like a rapier more than it's like a sword.
Yeah, he's a bit of a fancy lad.
But Arthur's got armor, probably.
He does have armor. I kind of like Zorro versus Leonardo from Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, ooh, that's a matchup right there.
Because they're going to be flipping around. They're going to have... they're both sword guys.
Yeah, I think Zorro's going to learn how to ride a skateboard so he can
Zorro?
Okay. Fight Leonardo.
All right, I'm afraid I'm going to have to, on that, lock this one in. The question before us is, who would win in a fight between Zorro and Leonardo from Ninja Turtles? Does Leonardo have a last name?
Turtles.
Yeah.
Da Vinci? Different Leonardo.
Yeah, I don't know how to have last names.
I think the Leonardo in question is the 1987 practical effects Leonardo.
From the movie.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's how we should think of it.
Have I told you about how fucking magical it was when I saw the Ninja Turtles movie living in... So I was living in Scotland at the time, but we were visiting our cousins in London, and they were like, yeah, it's a Ninja Turtles movie. Yeah, it's real. Oh, I promise. And we were like, that's not true. We don't believe you. And they produced it, some bootleg copy. And
don't they call them the Hero Turtles or something?
The Hero Turtles. Yeah. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. We weren't ready for ninjas, I think. We saw it and it was real. It was all real. I was like, are those real turtles? Yeah. And for
Are those Hero Turtles?
As near as I could tell, for about a week and a half, I was like, they're real, guys. They're real.
Yeah, I used to I had the VHSs of all three of those movies, and I'd watch them just constantly all the time.
The third one, they go back to samurai times.
Yeah. People say it's bad, but if it's bad, then how come I liked it? So so fuck you.
That's a good point. Okay, so Zorro. Let's check out some Zorro facts for kids, huh?
Well, Jordan's looking up Zorro facts. Leonardo, here's the strengths, obvious. Mm-hmm. Ninja shit. Turtle ninja shell.
Right.
General zest for life that maybe Zorro doesn't have.
A joie de vivre, would you say?
Yeah.
Leonardo
can be cool serious, but at the same time, Zorro is cool and serious at the same time.
Yeah.
Zorro will... here's the thing. Zorro... Imagine getting caught smoking by either of these people.
Fuck. Well, Zorro's horny.
Leonardo doesn't know about being horny yet.
Zorro's like, you should try this cigar.
Exactly. Zorro's going to be like, all right, my man. Whereas Leonardo's going to chop it in half, scare the hell out of you. Get out of here, Buster. Smoking's for jokers or whatever. He's a narc. He's a classic narc. He is the archetype, the narc type, if you will.
Yeah.
Of the TV narc. But that doesn't make him a bad swordsman. He does have two swords, which I think is big. And he also fights like we gotta remember Zorro's kind of from the past. First of all, Zorro means the fox. Did you guys know that?
No. Absolutely. I did not.
Yeah, pretty cool. He's from the past. He's fighting like dumpy, like 50s villains.
Yeah.
Robbing trains and shit. And frankly, he's beating the shit out of him. He's running circles around him. He's cutting a Z in their chest.
Yeah. He's like slicing the fuse of a dynamite or some shit.
Totally. Yeah. Totally. Precision cuts, all of that flair that we've come to know from Zorro. But he's still, you know, he's Daffy Ducking him, but he still, at the end of the day, isn't fighting a guy named Bebop who's part warthog. You know?
Right.
Or
that's true. We're getting into a bit of a Blade Highlander redo where it's like the competition is so much more severe.
It's true. But also, for that very same reason, Leonardo usually fights these mutations, these monstrosities, with three other big nasty turtle boys.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, also to point out, I mean, like, both of them are kind of unconventional fighters.
Yeah.
Both of them win more often with like their wits and stuff.
Absolutely. Truly.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
This is going to be a textured fight.
I mean, plus tricks,
a lot of twists, a lot of dog legs, you know? Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Does it kind of come down to the quality of sword with this? Because I feel like Leo's got more substantial swords. Where, like Brody said, Zorro's is kind of a skinny ribbier type sword.
Plus, Leo has more defensive options. You know, he's turtle in a half shell, whereas Zorro's he's wearing like cotton. He's wearing like black linen.
So this is true. This is very true. Yeah. But that linen
he tries to cut a Z in a shell. It looks like shit, man.
It doesn't work at all.
Clang, clang, clang. Yeah. I feel Zorro is still gonna have this. It is not about the gel. Mm-hmm. It's about the dance, you know? And he's like fucking he can parry with that blade like nothing. He's with that whip one sword out of his hand, it sticks into the wall, but then Leonardo, you know, he springs onto that sword, grabs it back. It's gonna be an acrobatic fight, but I think
Zorro tries to use a little whimsy. It's like Leo understands fighting with whimsy. He's gonna do some fun shit. He's gonna have a good time. He understands the dance.
Yeah, you
also
don't get to the
it's incredibly within the realm of possibility that there is either has already been or will be some kind of crossover event because
let's look it up.
I mean, we're whoring out the Ninja Turtles franchise all the time.
Boy, yeah, Zorro comes through a portal of some kind.
Yeah, exactly.
A Zortle, if you will. Yeah. Zorro versus the Ninja Turtles. They definitely fought Batman.
Yeah.
This is Zorro versus the Three Musketeers, a 1963 film.
How have they not rebooted Zorro? Mask of Zorro was 23 years ago. They're so desperate for IP.
Not successfully, but I'm honestly surprised no one's done it right.
Like there should be a Zorro on the Horizon movie.
Zorro is kind of OG Batman. If you could find a really good way to if you could find a really good way to write that story that wasn't like kind of that 1930s. Oh, someone's tied to a train track. I'll save you now.
Yeah. Honestly, it's a CW show. You know what I mean? Ooh, it's some kid in high school.
CW period piece.
Yeah, exactly. Holy who takes like fencing classes like in the daytime. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah, I do.
Let's pitch
this.
Let's this the three smart. Of us draw this up and pitch it.
Hey, do you guys want to be millionaires?
This out. Yeah.
Danny, cut this $1 million idea out of the pot.
This is money, Jordan, talking. Did you guys see the dollar signs roll over in my eyes when you said that?
Yeah.
Fuck. I gotta say, I don't know why, but mm-hmm. I think Zorro is a little more willing to do what's
has to
in the name of what's right.
Whereas, I see him pulling psychological warfare. I see
he's an adult. He's an adult. Leo's a teen.
Leo's a teen. Ah, are we all agreeing on this again?
Yeah,
I mean, technically, Zorro everything has like the moral authority to ground Leonardo.
I mean, on paper, everything is in Leonardo's favor, but I can't like take away the legendary status of Zorro.
Yeah, and yeah. I just can't shake the feeling that Zorro's got something. He's mm-hmm. got and there's, something.
There's something about Zorro being a singular entity where Leo's part of a team and then he's kind of missing that thing he needs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
There's no one to boss around and the only person he can blame is himself, not Michelangelo.
Truly.
Psychologically devastating.
Yeah, exactly.
Zorro, why did they leave you? Where are they now? All right. Fucking hell. Ding, ding, ding. Zorro takes it. Zorro two clean it. Sweeps.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, we are of one mind today. It's that's how it goes down on Fight Island, you know? Zorro saw a weakness in Leonardo's, I'm gonna say, his like white knight syndrome, and he's like, mm-hmm. oh, but they need your help as well, Leonardo. You cannot fight me and still save the people, you know. And then he like wins the fight by default. Exactly. You did the right thing, Leo. Here is my number. You know, and then they like, and that's where the crossover happens.
I like your mask. Would you what inspired that?
You should also wear a hat.
Yeah.
Leo starts wearing fucking a blue hat. You're like, Jesus.
This sucks, Leo.
And it can't stop. Too.
Yeah. I just thought it was something to try out. I just thought it looked cool.
Weirdly, the cape brings it back around for me. Okay. All right. Ding, ding, ding. Zorro takes it. The mark of the Zorro. Okay. Heavyweight sword fighters. Who are they?
Here's the one I've been saving.
Okay.
The bride. Kill Bill.
Oh, nice.
That's my heavyweight swords person.
Legendary swords person.
I don't want to tip because I was going to go. My heavyweight swords person was another cartoon guy.
That's okay.
I don't think that's a fair because I'm thinking of someone who can literally like slice mountains in half. Okay. So that it's just not fair. But I'll just say also Zorro guy from the anime One Piece. I don't know if you guys have heard of One Piece, but if you literally Google anime, it's the first thing that comes up. So it's a very popular anime.
Yeah.
And one of the characters his name is Roa Noa Zorro. He's like the second most popular character basically, and this show has it's literally like on episode like 940 or something.
Sure.
So
oh hell yeah,
people have gotten very powerful over that amount of time. Surely. So he holds three swords. He holds one of them in his mouth.
cool.
And has developed an entire fighting style around just that premise. So he's chopped up a lot of really cool shit.
Also, I can't.
That's also happened with The Simpsons.
I can't.
Yeah.
It's been around so long, Homer fights with his sword in his mouth.
I can't be certain, but it looks like he's been cut in half at one point, maybe, or at least partially.
Partially. It's a big scar, yeah.
Cool.
But so to bring it back into the realm of the living or you know, the realistic, I'll think of someone else. My first instinct is Zatoichi, which is Japanese kind of like folklore hero sort of who's Zatoichi. Just a blind swordsman who is like a blind traveling swordsman.
Ooh, love it.
And has this style where he his cane is his sword. It's like a hidden sword, and he has this style where he just like runs past you and puts his sword back in its sheath and you're chopped in half. You know what
Holy
I mean? Like
shit.
That's where that comes from.
Okay.
This is
from the Wikipedia page.
Uh-huh.
Zatoichi is a fictional character featured in one of Japan's longest running series of films, as well as a television series. Both are set during the late Edo period, 1830s, 1840s. Mm-hmm. Character is a blind masseur and Blade Master.
Oh, I forgot he was a masseur.
Fuck yeah.
And in the most famous iterations movies, he's played by Beat Takeshi. And if you don't know who Beat Takeshi is, you do. He's awesome. He fucking rules. He has made a bunch of gangster movies. And before that, he was like a comedian who he if you know the show Beat Takeshi's Castle, which is basically
yes.
where we get all our fucking weird
oh, yes.
slip and slide fucking
okay,
shows
no
from
shit.
He's that guy, so he's legendary.
Wow. Yeah. No shit, I love it. Zatoichi is huge. That's a great pull. I was honestly thinking something similar for this mm-hmm. like people out of myth, you know, like people
yeah.
like full on like your Robin Hoods, your King Arthurs, your yeah. Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah, that's a good
one. What about Conan the Barbarian versus Zatoichi, the blind swordsman?
I mean, even just Schwarzenegger's Conan.
Truly. Truly. We got, I was also thinking in this category, Samurai Jack. He's a heavyweight.
Samurai Jack would be great.
As far as I am concerned. I was also thinking in this category, I was thinking Arthur, but now that I'm thinking about it more and more, like it would have to be an Arthur from like a particularly badass movie. And they haven't right. done that yet. Arthur in reality.
They did
right
a Charlie Hunnam.
Right now he would have to come from history. And I think if you met Arthur from history, you'd be like, oh, oh no.
We maybe jumped him in category. I think we just
it would be like meeting yeah. I think like meeting King Tut, where you're like, oh you seem so sick. Oh, jeez. Wow. Oh, is this this is Excalibur, huh?
Mm-hmm. Smaller, seems like it's too heavy for you.
Up close, yeah. And this was stuck in a rock, huh? Interesting. I believe you.
Oh, it was more of a pudding. Okay. Okay. So who could you? What are you thinking, Sam? Heavyweight. I'm gonna type this into Google right now.
What was
now.
The one you had before?
Conan versus Zatoichi.
With Conan versus Zatoichi, I like that one a lot. And also The Bride from Kill Bill. I like also getting yeah. like a. Mm-hmm. woman sword fighter in there too.
Sure
I mean complete badass. 100%. We all have vivid memories of her chopping up of an entire Yakuza clan.
Truly. Yeah.
That's legendary.
Oh god, and then they all fall.
Yeah,
that's great.
Okay, and what if she fought her way through all those dudes and there was one last dude who was blind?
that rules, and that's what I think we should do.
Okay, you're thinking The Bride versus Zatoichi.
Yeah, because it's all right, cause it's cool.
I like
it's also like it's what great. Tarantino aped some of it from.
Yeah,
so,
this feels like a Tarantino wet dream that he woke up gasping from and had to scribble some things down and
must endanger my actors.
Must okay, make them so, for real blind.
The question before us is who would win in a fight between Zatoichi, the blind swordsman, and the bride from the Quentin Tarantino film Kill Bill?
I mean, AKA, as much shit as I talk about Quentin Tarantino, I am so just thankful that he was just like, you know what? I'm just going to make a movie where a bunch of fools get chopped the fuck up.
He did.
Those movies
and
are so great. I like them so
two
much.
Of them.
Thank if you. Like, the, thank you.
The crazy thing about those movies is like sitting down to watch them back to back to back is like an exhausting task, but throwing them on in the background and throwing and watching them on a loop for an entire week is the best time. You know, just walking through a room and being like, oh, pull their eye out, and then leaving it for a few hours and coming back and seeing some other crazy shit happen.
Yeah,
it's true. That type of movie where I enjoy every individual piece of it so much more than the whole thing.
Yeah, true. Makes me want to make movies now.
Yeah.
I guess it makes me want to watch movies. I'm much lazier. I just want to watch it happen.
Makes me want to go to the movies.
I like to go to the movies.
It's happening. We're going back.
Yeah.
We all
I went back once. I went back once. I saw nobody and it rules. Speaking of violence.
Nice.
It
was really good. Fucking rocked.
Yeah, I saw really Demon Slayer just last week.
I heard that rock too.
Is that cool?
Yeah. See it? Yeah. I would see it.
Great.
But if I mean, see the show too. It's like, it's canonical. So just watch the show cool. Also.
So Zatoichi up against the bride. Mm-hmm. I feel like Zatoichi specifically seems to be possessed of almost supernatural sword fighting abilities.
Yeah.
You know, this is the type of thing where this person stands still with a sword poised and they're like, all right, come at me. And you're like, I don't really want to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I feel like if she goes in.
Also, he's usually an old man.
Yeah. But I mean, remember the scene in Kill Bill? Yeah. Where she is training with the old man?
Yeah, I'm not saying that's against him at all. If anything, I'm saying it's for him. I don't, sure. I don't
know. Oh, why. Yeah. Well, we have...
he'll sneak up on you, you know?
Proven time,
very unassuming.
Time again on Fight Island that old man strength comes into play.
Yeah.
But honestly, I don't think somebody like this needs to even rely on that. I think this is a very specific type of fighter. And when I imagine mm-hmm. the bride fighting, when I imagine... What's her name? What's her real name? Kiddo.
I don't think they... Say
Kiddo.
Her name?
No, yeah.
Yeah, Beatrix Kiddo.
Beatrix Kiddo. Oh, okay. When I imagine her fighting, it's like brute strength. You know, she mm-hmm. is the barrage mm-hmm. of hits, you know, until eventually, you know, through thick and thin, she's been beat down. She's had who knows how many ribs and fingers and bones broken. Keeps coming. Whereas Zatoichi, of course, coming to this with a Googling's worth of knowledge about it, strikes me as kind of the kind of silent one strike type.
Uh-huh. I mean, honestly, I think, cause I mean, even at the end of that hotel fight, where she fights Lucy Liu, mm-hmm. that's kind of, one of those, you know, kind of like almost Western type sword Oof. Fights where it's just
she
like,
kills like 30 fucking guys,
lots of staring and then they run at each other. And then blood goes everywhere.
Oh, is yeah. that where she cuts the top of her head off?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Oh, it's so gnarly.
And it sucks because she was a Highlander and we never even found out.
Now, that's a good question. What if you only cut off part of the Highlander's head?
Then he's just walking around with some head.
Yeah. Interesting.
Some head ass Highlander.
Also, I can see this whole fight being like one of those. Coming down to one strike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the thing, is it is one of those like bah, bah, da, 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 you know, fucking yeah. fucking cherry blossoms still photo wide angle.
Yeah, there's and like there's... one of those like water fountain things that like just hit down every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah,
it
yeah,
goes
yeah,
back
yeah.
up.
Yeah. Yeah, signs of peace all around, and yeah. then
oh, I'm gonna get one of those for my backyard.
And then a whoosh and a clang of steel, and who yeah. is standing?
I don't think the bride has the motivation. That's her thing; is she needs vengeance as a
Penelope. She had one person that she needed to kill. This was okay. Well, let's say that she does. Let's say Zatoichi is protecting Bill.
Yeah, because at the same time, Zatoichi wouldn't necessarily. I mean, he's an assassin. I think mm-hmm. maybe he gets paid to do it.
I mean, you gotta get that money from somewhere. New yeah, swords, sword I mean, grease, sword food.
Let's say he got someone who the bride was close to prior to that.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
The sure. Appropriate amount of angry for her.
Does that change it for you, Sam? If she did, let's say if she was avenging a friend, yeah. that does change it for me, actually.
Yeah.
Because yeah. I think, wow, this is a really good question because we're getting into a weird area of like, she had these two films about killing this one person. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you cross her, it's gonna be a fucking thing.
Totally.
It's gonna be a franchise.
Yeah.
And she's gonna win. But on the other hand, it's like, could there be another movie without Like, could somebody else take up the mantle of the bride, so to speak? Could there be multiple people who play that character through multiple movies, as has happened with Zatoichi, who has become more than a role, more than a movie?
That'd be cool. I'd watch.
I know that would be cool. I think I could do that. I think I could do that.
I've seen it online, people talking about how there should be another couple Kill Bills, but enough time has passed. It should be Vivica Fox's daughter that sees.
Oh yeah,
yes. In 10 years, yeah. If you still feel sore about this, come find me.
I'd watch the hell out of that.
I would
actually.
Watch the fuck out of that movie. All right,
we all just reverently thought about how much we would enjoy that.
Truly, Tarantino, unretire, bitch.
Just dorky men, just taking us a moment of silence.
Yeah. Make it for us, for the Patreon, for the Scuffle Peninsula Patreon subscribers. I'm giving it to the bride. I think that the bride takes this because there's got to be a reason to access that superpower level of vengeance that she contains. And I think if you can tap into that, which the island would, you know, this isn't going to be just fight for fight's sake.
Uh-huh.
It wants that real shit.
I'm
giving it to the bride.
I'm going to vote in opposition of Jordan and let Brody be the tiebreaker.
Okay.
I'm going to give it to Zatoichi based on... It seems like the original version of it, and I want to give the credit to the Earth thing. So,
well, also the like the
does he know what she's up to because he fucking invented it?
Sure, the archetype of like the blind swordsman in like action movies is hands down like when that motherfucker comes on the screen, it's like oh shit!
It's why Book of Eli won an Academy Award.
Yeah, no, exactly.
The worst idea.
You meant the book, right?
Yeah, you mean the Bible.
The Bible. That's the lamest twist I've ever heard in my life.
I think. Oh boy, that's a really good point, though, because that is like, if you're the blind swordsman, you are so much more dangerous than every sighted swordsman. You have to be. You have to be. Mm-hmm. You're Daredevil. You're fucking, you're fighting. You kick the lights out, and all of a sudden you're, you know, the bat seeking the fucking the prey in the dark.
I mean, the only way that I can really picture this fight in my head is if, you know, they're both running towards each other.
Sure.
They both run past each other. Standing.
Yeah.
Then. Just like blood gushes from the bride's side.
Ah!
She falls down. Zatoichi, you see his face. He smiles because he knows that for the first time he's been beaten, and then he dies.
Whoa!
And then the bride gets up, and then she limps away.
Oh,
it's
my
the
God,
only
you're
way
right.
I can picture it.
it's too good. It's too cinematic. Yeah. That's
Holy
absolutely how it
shit,
happens.
You're right.
So I guess I gotta go the bride.
He's obviously not going to leave her unwounded. It's a grievous wound, but just barely. She was just a trifle angrier.
Finally,
not even quicker.
I've been looking for this because they're both too. It's a moral battle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're both looking for something deeper than
you're
the fight
absolutely
itself.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he
ding ding ding
finds the champion he's been seeking. Ding ding ding. The bride takes it. Holy shit! With a stunner, Brody Reed. Thank you so much for coming to the island.
Listen, man, guys, I'm happy to drop knowledge for you about
time.
The blade at any time.
Please,
this is why I studied
ruled.
It.
Where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at AOBroBro on Twitter mostly. And you can if you like this, you can follow my other podcast, The Dark Weeb, or I just talk about nerd shit with my friend Cody.
Hell yeah. Definitely follow Brody on all of the social medias and check out that pod. Sam. Where, how about you, pal?
As always, you can just follow me on Twitter at Vote Sam Wiles, and anything I'm, you know, making or writing or whatever is going to be on there. So,
heck yeah. I'm, likewise, I'm Razor Lou on Twitter, on the Instagram, and nowadays on Twitch. So come check me out, twitch.tv/Razor Lou. I'm out there, playing video games and being weird. And I think, that does it for this particular episode of Fight Island. Why don't you count us down there, Sam?
1, 2, 3.
All right, break it up. It's all over for Fight Island.